Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof.
Some fun already. Here in the studio.
Always.
Sadly, Richie Rich is unable to join us tonight. We hope he's doing fine. I told him to text me and make sure, you know, when he's okay. So, anyway, he just had some car troubles or whatnot. So, we're happy to have Steve Classic.
So, I may be only here for like an hour.
No.
45 minutes?
No, he's...
30 minutes?
You're going to be here the whole show. Yeah, it's a three-hour commitment, bro.
All right, hey, I'm in.
Like, you remember the last time we were here and we did Gilligan's Island?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Wait, were you here for that?
I was here, okay, yes.
It's a three-hour tour, bro.
Yes, it's a three-hour tour. I'm all in.
Hang on tight.
A storm is brewing.
Something's brewing. I don't know what kind of storm it is, but... all right, so... We were having dinner earlier, at least a couple of us were, and you know where it's at. The place that we normally go, already accepting goldbacks.
Yeah, I know, last week.
Yeah, and that is just awesome. If you don't know what goldbacks are and you're listening to this radio program, please feel free to visit goldbacks.com. I believe it's with an S. If you happen to be watching, Steve Classic is revealing his wallet of goldback. It's spendable gold.
And they're beautiful. The artwork on them, yeah, it's amazing.
There's New Hampshire goldbacks, there's Nevada goldbacks, there's Utah goldbacks, the South Dakota goldbacks are coming next, I believe, and there's a couple other folks.
Wyoming, I thought.
In the queue, yeah, in fact, they've had to open up another manufacturing facility. Because the demand has been so high for the goldbacks, which I think is great. They're a perfect complement for, like, your everyday spending instead of, you know, something like a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, any of the cryptocurrencies. Yeah. While we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are many places where we can spend our cryptocurrency.
Or tip.
It's
a great tip.
It's not the case in the rest of, you know, the United States, much less the world. People are catching up, of course, as time goes on and, you know, cryptocurrency becomes more popular. But goldbacks are something that you really don't have to explain. You just show it to a person. They go, oh, that's pretty. And they can hold it. It's tangible. They can look at it. It says what it is. It's like the single says 1/1000th of an ounce of gold on it. You know, and
when you explain that if you had 1,000 of these things, you can melt it down for an ounce of gold, that's where they go, wow, I'll take another 999.
Exactly. And the thing that goldbacks have that cryptocurrency doesn't have is a lot of older folks kind of really can't grasp cryptocurrency. They feel like it's not a real thing. So they almost feel like they're being scammed or something. They can't wrap their head around the fact that cryptocurrency actually holds real worth.
Right.
So the tangible, it's almost like a dollar.
It is.
So it's perfect for people to kind of get away from the USD in that sense. They can have a physical thing that is not worthless, like the US dollar is, and they can it's tangible. They can spend it.
The people with the rotary phones, they love that stuff. Press one.
I was
from a rotary phone.
I was having a conversation with somebody earlier tonight, actually, about the rotary phone, where, like, it was a monument in the household. Like, me and the other siblings, when the phone, we would race, not only ourselves, but the adults as well.
Because there was only one phone.
There was one phone, and it was a monument in sort of the center of the kitchen area, hanging on the wall kind of thing. And people would race to go and answer the damn thing. Whereas now, if your cell phone rings, you look at it, you go, no, I'll call back later, it's fine.
Warranty.
Send a voicemail, you know. ignore. Yeah, so... weird how times have changed. So I have to talk. I do want to talk about the four-step process for dehumanizing people, and we will get to that. But I want to talk about this other bit from Reason.com. The ACLU says Hawaii police handcuffed and arrested a 10-year-old girl.
Book 'em, Dano.
For drawing a picture.
Only
I mean, you had me at 10-year-old girl. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter what the kid does.
Yeah, why are police arresting a 10-year-old girl? Handcuffing and then arresting a 10-year-old girl, regardless of what she did.
There was another story, too, where I don't remember. It was a child. I don't remember how old. But they got arrested for picking a flower in the neighbor's yard.
I remember that story. Yeah. I think we mentioned it here.
I think so, too. I don't know if they got arrested, but the police were involved, which is just absurd.
Well, so the ACLU, as a civil liberties group, they say that there is a clear pattern of police misconduct involving school children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ACLU of Hawaii says Honolulu police handcuffed and arrested a 10-year-old girl in January for drawing an offensive picture of another student. Ooh. Now, I mean, I've done this even.
Every kid has. Yeah, like a normal thing.
Little Joey's being a to me, and so I'm gonna draw a and like, this is little Joey, right? You know, like, hey everybody, look, I drew a picture of little Joey, you know, and he's like smaller than he actually is or whatever, you know, something, you know, or he's got a small head and a large body or something, you know. Now the civil liberties organization and a law firm representing the girl and her mother are demanding reforms from both the Hawaii Department of Education and the Honolulu Police Department to fix what they say is a clear pattern of misconduct involving school children. The ACLU and the law firm Caballero Law are representing Tamara Taylor and her 10-year-old daughter, who was identified only as NB. According to those groups, school officials at Hanawai Elementary called Taylor on January 10th because another parent demanded the school report her daughter to the police. NB had allegedly participated in drawing an offensive sketch of a student in response to that student bullying her. What alleged crime the young girl committed by drawing a picture remains unclear.
What would they? What would she be charged with?
It remains unclear. Apparently,
unclear.
This so far, I see no reason for police to be involved.
I mean, back in the day when you were getting bullied by a kid, you know, there would be a fight, a real physical fight between kids, you know, and the police never got involved in that. But now kids can't even draw like mean pictures. Oh.
My birth mom was the opposite of I think most mothers today. She would say things to me like, you know, when you're in school, if anybody's ever picking on you, you just go ahead and sock them in the mouth.
Yep.
You make a fist and sock them in the mouth, right? Like, she was you know, stand up for yourself. You know, if you're getting bullied, you know, show them who's boss. Show them you ain't going to take it. You know, doesn't matter if you get the beat down or not, you know. You
just stick up for yourself.
Stick up for yourself. Stand up for yourself, because that's how you beat bullies.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, after she arrived at the elementary school, Taylor says police detained her in a room and did not allow her to leave. Meanwhile, police officers interrogated her daughter in another room. The officers then allegedly decided that Taylor's daughter was not taking them seriously enough, handcuffed her, placed her in a squad car, and drove her to the police station, all without allowing her to see or speak to her mother.
Okay, one, that is so traumatizing for a young child. They're going to scar this little girl for life. Two, of course she's not taking it seriously. She's 10. Like, what do 10-year-olds take seriously?
What are these men in costume doing in here?
Yeah.
See, my kids know to ask the police, am I under arrest or am I free to go?
Oh, nice.
It's sad that you have to teach children that.
Yeah, they know that. That's the only thing you have to say to a police. Or, am I legally required to answer that question?
Right.
That's the other one.
And if you're listening out there and you haven't taught your children those two things, put that, write that down. Jot it down.
Yeah, Monday morning at the breakfast table. Yeah.
Grab a crayon, write it on the fridge. Grab the the electric etcher and etch it into your arm or something, because this is stuff you need to teach your kids. School is not going to teach them these things. You need to teach them these things. 603-283-6160. More about this 10-year-old getting arrested here on Free.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Yes, it's Sunday, and I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm your host this evening. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about this article from Reason.com where in...
Reason.
I actually really like the website. They're, you know...
Yeah, they have great material.
Great material. Sometimes they claim to be, you know, libertarian-ish. Sometimes. Every now and again they, you know, write something that isn't quite so libertarian, but whatever. They have great content. And we're covering a story that they have published about a 10-year-old girl who was handcuffed and then arrested and removed from the school by police after her mother had shown up. They called, and mom shows up, but they wouldn't let the girl see or speak to her mother. They handcuffed her and removed her from the school and arrested her without being able to speak to her mother.
Did she have the right to remain silent?
Well, you know, when you're 10, I don't know that, you know, you really comprehend that kind of thing yet. So we will get back to that and talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls. We have Jim calling from Wisconsin. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
I just moved recently, and I found an old hard drive, and I'm pretty sure it has 85 Bitcoin on it.
Bring it here, we'll check it out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have my seed words.
Okay.
But I really don't know. I don't remember the wallet. Since I got fun with empty dots and I lost that, I just said screw it and quit being current.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is there anybody trustworthy, and I'd be willing to pay, you know, to have some assistance with getting those, I don't know, published, released, whatever the right term is.
So you have your seed phrase or words, right? Your, what is it, 12 words, yeah. I assume? Or is that about right?
12 words.
Okay. You should be able to go and get any kind of wallet, whether it's a hardware wallet or a software wallet, and do what they call sweep your keys. And it's a thing that you find within any wallet that you can download for, like, a mobile device. I personally use Edge Wallet. Because it is, you know, a nice wallet that you can have on your mobile device, but it's also, once you put the keys in, it is username and password based, so you don't have to, like, memorize those 12 words or any 12 words. They do give you 12 words once you open your wallet, but from then on, you can actually access your funds in any Edge wallet using your username and password. So, you know, if you drop your phone in the ocean, you just go get another phone, you download the Edge wallet, you put in your username and password, all your money's there.
And your
question I had out of curiosity, since these are like from 2014, they're pre-fork, so I would also have 85 Bitcoin Cash, right? Are there any other forks
that
still work that way?
There may very well be. It depends on, you know, the timing of your thing, but I would guess, and I'm not an expert, of course, but I'm speaking with some experience with this. My guess would be that if you sweep your keys into a wallet, not only would you get the Bitcoin, but also the Bitcoin Cash.
Okay. So I don't have to hunt down each. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, you know, you want to do some research on your own. Edge Wallet to me is the one that I use for my everyday stuff, but I also have two different what they call hardware wallets. The one I like the best is the Trezor.
I've heard you guys talk about that.
Yeah, I used to use KeepKey, and I still use it for some things because KeepKey and Trezor don't support all of the same coins, but they both support Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. The Trezor is just the one that has sort of taken over the market, if you will. They're the number one in the marketplace, and so that's the one that I use. But do your own research. Make sure you're selecting something that fits your needs. And, of course, you know, no payment for any of this conversation is required. If you like to, of course,
keys.
you can visit amps.freetalklive.com if you would like to.
Well, now you're on Patreon. Up until, I don't know, I was a whatever the high-level donor is. But it kept being kicked out out of my bank. But now they're on Patreon. I have others that I support that way. So
yeah.
Eat piece of cake.
Yeah, so what I would do is, you know, if I'm you, I'm probably going to download a wallet and then, you know, put in whatever I need to put in to make the wallet active. If I have some crypto somewhere else that's not on, you know, this new drive that you found, I'm going to test the wallet by just sending a little bit of crypto to it just to make sure that it can receive and send okay. And then once I'm satisfied that it can receive and send, then I'm going to use the key sweeping function. And whatever wallet you use, they should have like a tech support that you can contact, whether it's by chat or some of them have like a number that you can call and like actually talk to somebody to walk you through these steps so that you feel confident about what you're doing. You know, and then I would sweep my keys into that wallet and just wait for a little bit, and you should have all of your
money. You're going to be surprised or not. Or maybe you'll be not surprised.
I hope this turns out as good as Mark and Ian talking me out of killing myself about 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, and think about this, too. Like, if they hadn't done that, you probably wouldn't have found this hard drive and had this discovery.
I would have to say I wouldn't have found it, yeah. Or if my wife found it, she wouldn't have known what it was.
Right, yeah. We hear stories all the time about, you know, folks, oh, my gosh, I threw away that hard drive that I had from, you know, 2009 or whatever. Yeah. You know, or, yeah, oh, no, I shredded that piece of paper that I wrote my keys down on, you know, that kind of a thing. So if you have your keys and you have the hard drive, I think you're in business, bro.
Excellent. Yep, I will give you a call back tomorrow, let you know.
All right, thanks for the call. Man, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. Success.
Yeah, success.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll see, but, I mean, as long as he doesn't, you know, royally screw up, like, even if he, like, accidentally mistypes the key or whatever during the sweeping process, it's just going to say, oh, this key doesn't exist or failed to import, and then he'll have to go and make sure he typed it in correctly and, you know, correct his grammar or whatever. Right. And, you know, it should be fine.
That's going to be a great discovery.
What did he say?
85.
Yeah.
Says $400,000. No, it's going to be more than that.
It's like 60 grand.
I don't know.
Roundabout.
Math on the radio is tough.
You know, my teacher said that I'm never going to be able to carry around a calculator with me wherever I go.
Yeah, joke's on her.
And, well, I just happen to have one here in my pocket. Let's see, 60,000 times 85.
That's over $5 million.
We need a fourth
microphone
here.
That was the peak that we just reached, right?
We're never going to hear from Jim again. Right? If we do, he's going to be calling us from a tropical island. He's going to be surrounded by...
Calling from my Gulfstream 5.
Surrounded by women in grass skirts, bringing him Mai Tais, or whatever, you know, his chosen fantasy may be. 85 Bitcoin. You're a lucky man, Jim.
He's not a whale, though.
$5 million might be a whale. Yeah, I don't know. 603-283-6160. What would you do if you found a hard drive that had maybe 85 Bitcoin on it? More Free Talk Live on the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on those 17 American missionaries being held hostage by a gang in Haiti. Members of the Ohio-based group kidnapped last weekend, and now their organization, Christian Aid Ministries, is urging people to pray for the 17. Haiti's justice minister telling the Washington Post the gang is still demanding $1 million ransom for each of the 17, and the gang leader is reportedly threatening to kill the hostages if the demands aren't met by tomorrow. Millions of Americans nationwide are going to be experiencing some severe weather this week, but nowhere is it going to be more intense than Northern California. There could be some gusty winds and several inches of rain, which could trigger flash flooding and street flooding, especially in the Sacramento area into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, Chicagoland and Indianapolis are expected to get several inches of rain today. And this is USA Radio News. Residents in the East L.A. County city of Maywood getting a rude awakening today. That's where they felt the brunt of a magnitude 3.6 earthquake. The USGS earlier reporting it as a 3.9. But it struck at 7:01 a.m. It had a depth of just over 17 miles, and there have been no reports of any significant damage or any injuries. What people expected to be a fun fall family drag race event at an airport in Kerrville, Texas, turns tragic as two children are killed and eight people are injured. A drag racer veering off the track at that race known as Airport Race Wars 2, slamming into a group of spectators, killing a six-year-old boy who died at the scene and an eight-year-old boy who died a short time later at a hospital. There's fire aboard a cargo ship carrying mining chemicals off the coast of British Columbia. The Canadian Coast Guard says it's actually the cargo containers that are burning, not the ship itself. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah, there's a button there that you press when you need to cough. If you're pressing it, we can't hear you.
I know, because I'm...
At any rate, it is Free Talk Live.
I'm perplexed about the Doge.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. It's called Free Talk Live because you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything.
It's free.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about this article out of Hawaii, Honolulu, from Reason.com, where, for some reason, a 10-year-old girl was handcuffed and arrested.
Book 'em, Dano.
For drawing a picture of a classmate who was bullying her. The article says an offensive picture of a classmate. And I mean, if you're 10... and you're drawing an offensive picture of a classmate that bullied you. Why, that certainly seems like grounds to call the police and have you arrested, right?
Do we have the picture anywhere?
I don't think they show the picture.
They're not even.
All right, you go. The ACLU and the law firm Caballero are representing Tamara Taylor and her 10-year-old daughter. She did arrive at the elementary school, and the police detained her in a room, didn't allow her to leave, and it interrogated her. The officers then decided that the girl was not taking them seriously enough. They put her in handcuffs, placed her in a squad car, and drove her to the police station without allowing her to see or speak to her mother before doing so. Taylor's daughter was not ultimately booked or charged with a crime, but she was held in custody for 4 hours.
What crime would she be charged with if she were to be charged with a crime? That doesn't sound
resisting
like...
resisting arrest?
She didn't answer their questions?
I mean
that's not illegal, though.
That's what they charge. That's what they charge everybody with when they don't have anything to charge you. Yeah. Like, resisting arrest. You're charged
disrupting
with
the peace.
Okay, but what were you trying to arrest before that I was resisting? Oh, nothing. You just were resisting arrest, and so we arrested you for that.
I could just tell that you were going to resist, so I arrested you.
You looked like you were going to resist, so we arrested you for resisting. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense. The state as a whole organization doesn't make any sense. But let's move on. Taylor's daughter was not ultimately booked or charged with a crime, but she was held in custody for 4 hours. Taylor and her daughter have since moved out of Hawaii.
Yeah, good for them. That's
where
a good choice.
Well, the problem is that they're just going to move to another
California
place that still has statism. Because you can't run every place on planet Earth, every piece of land is claimed by a government, quote-unquote government. And so, unless you're going to steal, like, Elon Musk's next space shuttle, there's really nowhere to go that isn't run by a government. There used to be. And, in fact, that's how the United States of America became a thing. Because people left the place where they had a government that sucked, that they didn't like, that they wanted to be free from. And, of course they did some horrible things to the natives when they got here. But that was their premise. The premise was that we want to escape the king, and we're going to go over here where you don't have any rule, and, we're going to make our own place with hookers and and blackjack.
Woohoo!
Or whatever.
Online betting.
Thinking. Yeah. And, of course, that eventually turned into the largest empire on planet Earth. So good job, guys.
Yeah,
well done.
King George looks like a piker now.
Anyway, the article continues. Although I was at Hanawai Elementary, I was not told that my daughter was removed from the premises, handcuffed in front of staff and her peers, placed into a squad car, and taken away, Taylor said in an ACLU press release. I was stripped of my rights as a parent, and my daughter was stripped of her right to protection and representation as a minor.
Imagine being the scumbag cop that arrests a 10-year-old girl. Like, how do you sleep at night?
It's for real. It's like pulling over a Prius on the highway for speeding. Come on.
I mean, these people who work for the state, and I don't care what level of state you work at. You could be, a clerk for the Parks Department, or you could be the chief of police. I don't care. You are a leech on the face of society. You are living at the consequence of other people by force. People are taking money by force and then giving it to you in the form of a paycheck. Recognize that. And try to live with yourself, because it's a horrible position to be in.
Yep, do better.
The ACLU and Caballero Law accuse the authorities of false imprisonment, racial discrimination, and excessive force. In addition to demanding $500,000 in damages, they're asking HPD and the Hawaii Department of Education to enact several reforms.
Oh.
Such as requiring that a parent or legal guardian be present whenever a minor is interrogated by an officer. Now, how is that not already a requirement?
I thought it was. My understanding was that you couldn't interrogate a child under, 16 or something without a parent present.
That was my understanding as well. However, we've seen time and time again that agents of the state, even when there is something written down that says you are not supposed to do this thing, they go ahead and do it anyway, and then they get away with it because, they're treated like a different class of person.
They're officials.
They're treated as if the special costume gives them extra rights that you and I don't have. So... also, they want a reform of only calling police when a student presents an imminent threat of significant harm to someone.
Again, why wasn't that already a rule?
So these two things, first of all, sound to me a lot like common sense.
Yeah.
right?
You'd think.
Like, you shouldn't have to write legislation. You shouldn't have to have reform for the education department or the police department to know that a parent or legal guardian should be present whenever a minor is interrogated by an officer. You also should probably only call police when a student presents an imminent threat of significant harm to another person.
You are correct.
And we see that a lot, too. People are just, a lot of people love to call the police. You know, neighbors pissing them off. They'll just call the cops, make something up, or have the cops go harass them.
They didn't put my french fries in the drive-thru. They call 911. Come on.
Yeah, over everything. And it's just a complete abuse of what's supposed to be an emergency assistance thing.
Well, and think about this for a minute. Because what you're actually doing when you call the police is you're requesting armed individuals, generally with attitudes,
because they feel dissed because they're police. So the public perception of police is horrible. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be because of the police?
No.
It's an image thing, I guess.
Do you think this group of people is responsible for their own public image? So, yeah, you're sending armed people with an attitude to wherever it is you're calling them to. And if you expect good things to happen as a result of that, I hate to tell you, you're likely going to be disappointed. So, at any rate, this is far from the first time a small child has ended up in handcuffs at school. An Orlando school resource officer made national headlines last September when he arrested a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, what? Come on.
That's not the kid who brought the butter knife to school to show his teacher that he could butter his bread.
I don't know. But
Wait, are you joking?
No, he brought a plastic knife to school and said, that, look, I can butter my own bread now for breakfast.
Man.
And he was suspended for bringing a knife to school.
Ridiculous.
In another case last year, body camera footage showed officers in Key West, Florida, trying and failing to handcuff an 8-year-old boy whose wrists were too small for the cuffs. This year in Colorado, the American Civil Liberties Union sued the Douglas County School District for allegedly handcuffing an autistic 11-year-old boy and leaving him in the back of a police cruiser for 2 hours while he banged his head. 603-283-6160.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is. Yes, if you enjoy freedom, if you you think government is an antique, barbaric organization that should go the way of the dodo, why then, yes, your government thinks that you may be a domestic terrorist. And if you want to talk about that, why, give a call, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so wrapping up this bit from Reason about this 10-year-old girl who was arrested for drawing an offensive sketch of a classmate who was bullying her. Like, literally, police were called.
Did you find the offensive sketch?
No, I couldn't find it.
She was handcuffed, put in a squad car, and taken, quote, downtown, unquote, to the police precinct. She was never charged or booked. But they did all this, of course. Her mother was on the school grounds, and they did this anyway without allowing the mother to talk to the girl at all.
I bet the bully was the son of one of the cops.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hadn't thought of that. Or perhaps one of the staff, the person who called the police, perhaps.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Probably tied in with Hillary Clinton somewhere.
So the article concludes.
Sorry, I just heard that.
Yes. What did this 10-year-old have on Hillary Clinton? It was a sketch that, like, identified her.
Right?
She's shredding emails.
It was a sketch of Hillary Clinton, probably.
Okay, this makes so much more sense.
All right, now we know.
Thanks for enlightening us, Steve.
Keep digging.
The article concludes, in response to such incidents, lawmakers around the country have been introducing legislation to raise the minimum age at which children can be arrested. 28 states have no minimum age for juvenile delinquency, while others set the bar low. North Carolina's, for instance, is at age 6.
What?
Come
like,
on.
I remember once upon a time, a child literally had to murder somebody. And even then, they were like, should they be tried? Like,
I mean,
I'm thinking of being tried as an adult, excuse me.
Some heinous things go down as a juvenile growing up in public schools and that kind of a thing. Never once were the cops called for anything.
No.
You know, I've seen a kid get sucker punched and hit it, you know, fall backwards and hit his head on the jungle gym and like he's bleeding all over the place and that kind of thing. No cops were ever called. You know, the school nurse came out. They, you know, maybe he went to the hospital. Maybe they called an ambulance. Cops didn't show up, right? You know. And, like, I mean, I remember seeing a kid get stabbed in the leg by, like, a pen.
Jeez.
Like, you know, his buddy or whatever, they got into an argument, and the kid just reaches out and stabs the other kid in the leg with a pen. You know, cops were never called.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, 8 years old. You know?
Yeah, and that type of thing, that the disciplinary action needed for those situations should be able to be handled by teachers, by the principals, by guidance counselors.
By parents,
you know. You don't need police officers to come in for that.
Right.
Oh, you need police officers and lawyers and...
Police officers?
The ACLU.
Are not teachers. Not that teachers really are doing a whole lot of teaching these days.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing a bunch of indoctrination, that's for sure. So anyway, the Hawaii Police Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Hawaii State Department of Education also declined to comment, citing pending litigation.
Oh, litigation.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They're in trouble.
I'm surprised there's not a heavy metal band called Litigator.
Well, that's a good one.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Drawing a picture.
Just bother me so much in, you know, my heart of hearts. On the inside, I read these things and I go, what the hell is wrong with you people? You people. Yeah, you know, you people who work for the state who think that calling armed people into something that's going on with children as young as, you know, 6 to 11 years old is a good idea. Who in their right mind thinks like that?
That's a great question.
I'd love to see that lawsuit, you know, if the parents can sue the police and the school.
On one hand, yes. However, when somebody sues a government entity and wins,
the taxpayers pay for it.
Right.
Well, they're robbing us anyways, so might as well give it to this girl's mom.
Well, right, but then there's the potential, of course, for them to, like, raise taxes because, you know, they lost some...
How about we just abolish the state? Just get rid of it.
What a good idea.
That would solve all of our problems.
I wish I'd have thought of that.
Call the hotline right now.
But what about the roads?
The stop signs.
My roads. My
also,
schools.
I want to say, we do have some dirt roads here in New Hampshire, and they're really not that bad.
Until April.
Like, yeah,
get some real tires on your car, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Have you ever seen pictures of the roads that were built, by ancient folk?
Built?
Yeah.
Or cleared?
Yeah. And, you know, they still look relatively decent. You could still pull, like, a horse and buggy over them thousands of years later. But when the state builds a road... It's, like, decrepit within, like, a couple of years.
Because the state hires their buddies to build the roads. So that way, their buddies get paid every 2 to 5 years when they can build another awful road that doesn't
hold up.
And have you guys heard the phrase, close enough for government work?
Yeah.
Right? Why does this phrase exist?
Because it's close enough.
Because people view government work as something that can be half-assed.
Yep.
Because the government will just steal some money from people to, like, repair it or do maintenance on it later. So I can do a crappy job now. Is where that phrase comes from. There's truth. I mean, it's a humorous phrase.
Yeah. It's also the lowest bid.
Right.
You know, they've got to take the lowest bid, so whoever bids...
Not always. In Massachusetts, I forget what road it was, they were doing road work on one of the major highways, and they spent $5 million more than the allotted budget for it. So the company that they hired spent $5 million more dollars than they were supposed to use. And then they,
come on, it's easy.
You know, if any other, like if you hired a plumber and he went that far over budget,
right.
you would never hire him ever again. Right. But for some reason, the state of Massachusetts is hiring these same companies over and over and over and over again,
right.
even though they are going millions of dollars over budget every single time and doing a terrible job.
Yep. And,
so,
and it's
you
not
know,
just Massachusetts where this happens.
Yeah, of course.
It's everywhere where the state deploys this kind of a thing. And keep in mind that when I say the state builds roads, they don't actually build anything. What they do, you see, is they take money from other people without their consent in the form of taxation, and then they keep a hefty chunk for themselves, and then they hire some other schmucks actually do the work, their friends, and they, you know, whoever hobnobs.
Campaign contributors.
Yeah, all that kind of a thing, to actually do the work, right? Whereas, boy, it would sure save a lot of money to cut out that middleman, wouldn't it?
Yep.
You know, and then you'd also eliminate that attitude of, well, close enough for government work, because yep. now you're working directly for the people of a community.
And if you do a bad job, then yeah, you're not getting the job next time.
Right. And that's how it should be. When government does a bad job, oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do
about
it?
Here's more government. Have some.
And if you don't want to pay up, you're going to get a gun pointed at you.
Well, I think that, you know, the DOT, they should just fire all the DOT people, give each one of them a dump truck, and let them compete against each other. But that's crazy. That's crazy talk. Call the police.
You talking about like a...
like a demolition derby?
Yeah, a dump truck demolition derby?
Well, I mean, like in Connecticut, all the buses drive around, they're all empty. You couldn't even get a bus on the HOV lane on the highway because there's only the driver. No one is in these buses. It would be cheaper, and again, they don't want to do this, to give each person a car...
Mm-hmm.
And fill it up with gasoline every week.
Yeah.
Than to have all these buses driving. And the car is on the tax rolls. I don't know.
Well, there's all sorts of other things that communities, governments don't do inside of communities that should be done. There should be incentives for, like, businesses that operate, oh, I don't know, outside of the 8-to-5 paradigm. Right? To alleviate congestion during yes. rush hour and all this kind of thing. But none of them ever do that. They just go, oh, we need more budget.
HOV lane. HOV lane.
603-283-6160. Hour number 2 of Free Talk Live is on the way.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.